You're listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is episode number 13, and today I'm introducing you to a very beautiful friend of mine. She is a fellow believer, a homeschooling mother, a musician extraordinaire, and a garden growing professional. Okay, she's not actually a garden professional, but she could be. Her family is an inspiration with their great work ethic, intentional community, and their attention to researching topics and learning truth. They knew about permaculture and started using its principles way before it was cool. There are so many things we could talk about, but today we are focusing on food preservation. Robin preserves much of their own food through canning, freezing, and fermenting. They even make a dandelion soda pop, which I will absolutely ask her about. So stick around and listen in as I introduce you to the canning expert, at least for today, Robin Harris. Welcome to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is a space for lifting up elegant sustainability and abundant practicality. I'm a lover of edible landscaping, plant-based nutrition, home remedies, green smoothies, and all things fitness. I am your host, Andrea Thompson, and as a personal trainer, wellness enthusiast, homesteader, mother, and Christ follower, this podcast acts as a platform for sharing actionable advice for a more abundant landscape and life. Hey guys, I wanted to pop in here real quick to let you know that this is my first long distance interview, and the sound quality leaves something to be desired. So hopefully you are still able to gain value from the conversation in spite of some sound issues later on. Thanks, and here's the interview. Hey Robin, thanks so much for agreeing to be on my podcast. I am happy to share you with my listeners.
Thank you.
So if you would be willing, I know that we start, first of all, getting on this call, I love that you were like, I can only do the interview if I can go and stir the tomato sauce in between, in between questions, because you must be in the process of canning right now. Yep. So we'll get to that. But I do want you to start out with a little brief introduction. Who are you? Where are you from? What are you passionate about?
Okay, my name is Robin Harris, and I live in Whitney, Wisconsin. I guess the things I'm passionate about, nature and photographing nature, homeschooling, sewing, and quilting. I guess, I don't know, that's it.
No, you have so many things that I see you doing. And that was the other thing we talked about was, you know, you might think, oh, this is totally normal to be canning and preserving food, but it's not normal for everybody. A lot of us have questions on it, and you would be surprised at how much you can share in that side of things. So what got you started in the world of gardening and homesteading?
Well, I grew up in the country. My dad gardened. We lived in a small town for 9 years, and I couldn't wait to get out of town and get back to the country because I love nature.
What about the idea of preserving food? Did you do that when you were younger, growing up?
My parents did, and my grandparents, and so I helped them in the kitchen when I was younger. And for a long time, I didn't do it on my own until a friend of mine taught me how to do applesauce many years ago. And that's where I started.
Cool. So that kind of leads me right into the next question I have, which is how long have you been preserving your own food and what preservation methods have you worked with?
Well, it's probably been 20 years or so since I started canning. I do both water bath canning and pressure canning and freezing and dehydrating. And I've done a little bit of fermenting, but not a lot.
Okay. So for those of us that are totally new to this world, what is the difference between those two types of canning you mentioned?
Water bath canning or steam bath. It just takes a small amount of water the water bath takes a lot of water. Steam canning just takes a little, but it's the same principle. That one, if you have enough acid in your food, like if you're doing tomatoes, sometimes you have to add a little bit of lemon juice. But you can do those in a water bath where you don't need to have the pressure. I don't know how to explain that.
I'll have to look it up and like add a link, add a little video to the show notes.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain the difference. The other one, you have to have a pressure canner because it seals it tight and brings up the pressure.
What makes you decide
like what sorts of foods you're going to do freezing or dehydration or canning with? Do you kind of have a system in place now?
A lot of it depends upon the way we like it better. I mean, some things we like better that are frozen and some things we like better that are canned.
So give me some specifics of like what are your favorite foods to can, save, preserve? What sorts of foods do you freeze and what sorts of foods do you can?
Okay, well, green beans is something that I both can and freeze because my family likes them canned and I like them frozen. So we do some of each. Corn is something that we freeze. Tomatoes, I can a lot of tomatoes. we do a lot of different things with tomatoes, like the tomato sauce is what I'm making today.
Okay. Tomato sauce. Do you do a salsa with your tomatoes as well or no?
Yes. Stewed tomatoes, ketchup, pasta sauce.
Do you make ketchup?
Yep.
Oh, neat.
Pizza sauce, pasta sauce.
Do you happen to have a list in your head or on paper in either place of like all the things, all the types of foods that you preserve? Okay, so you said green beans and you said corn and you said tomatoes in like 500 different varieties.
Yeah. See, I can tomatoes, green beans, carrots, pickle relish, beets, some pickled beets, applesauce, peaches, dried beans, and some jellies, jams. I freeze sliced apples, like for pies, green beans, blackberries, zucchini, pumpkin, squash, leeks, wild mushrooms.
That's amazing. Well, awesome. So like how much food would you say that you typically store away per growing season? Maybe an easier way to answer that is like how long are you using your preserved food for?
We use it throughout the whole year and I got to do a lot.
How much time would you say is put into like preservation?
I take several days. So far, like this week, I have done, well, this is Thursday, so I've done 4 days of canning tomatoes. And it's wow. Most of the day, every day.
Yeah.
But I would say that it takes me through September, like the whole month of September and into October before I'm done for the year. And that doesn't mean that I'm done for the year, but that's during the garden season.
Sure. So what is the first thing come springtime that you're usually making?
Maple syrup.
Very nice. And then I know I have tried it personally, your dandelion soda.
Yes. First of all, I make dandelion root into tea and then I brew that into a pot of tea. And we add maple syrup to sweeten it. And then it needs to be refrigerated so it's nice and cold. And then we add the CO2, which carbonates it. And then we drink it.
When did you start doing that?
Oh, probably 3-4 years ago.
And you guys need a label for that and a patent. That is delicious soda. So for anybody who is questioning dandelion soda, it was fantastic.
Yep. Yep.
How does your family play a part on the homestead with the gardening and the work? I guess I'm asking because you know that I have an appreciation for intentional communities, I like to call them, or generational living, people working together as a family. So I just want to hear, what does your family, like what do the roles look like in your family?
Well, our son is our main gardener. He prepares the garden and plants it. And then he and my husband tend the garden and do most of the picking. I don't do a lot in the garden. My job is after they pick it and they bring it in, then I'm the one that takes care of it for the, the canning and the freezing and all that.
How much freezer space do you have to have for all of your stuff?
Well, I can most things.
Okay.
So I don't have a lot of freezer space, but I do have a small chest freezer, two refrigerators with freezers.
So canning is the lion's share.
Yes.
So have you gotten things, recipes kind of down to an art of how you do them, or are you still adding in new things over the years?
I have a lot of recipes that I use that I have used for quite a while, but I'm still experimenting and learning new ones.
And what, when you say you've experimented a little bit with fermentation, what sort of things have you done, like pickles?
I do sauerkraut every year. Last year, I think we did 15, I don't know, I can't remember the number. But I do sauerkraut And I've tried pickles and we weren't crazy about them. And kimchi was okay. We weren't crazy about that either.
Yeah, on the other hand, I just did fermented pickles this year, and maybe it's because I'm pregnant and love pickles, but they were so delicious. And so I need to get back to trying that because I was a little intimidated by the fermenting process. I was a little bit nervous about making sure they stay edible, but it worked out really well. I really liked it.
I don't know. We didn't like the fermented pickles very well. We do a lot of pickles with vinegar, but last year I did 10 pounds of sauerkraut.
Does your daughter help with the preservations as well?
She does help somewhat, but I was thinking this year that next year I want to take, you know, the 2 months where I'm doing most of my canning, September, October, and basically use those 2 months and do our whole curriculum based on preservation. All of the steps, we don't have to set school aside for a few days because we're too busy canning, and you know, so that, and she doesn't have to, you know, she can help me all the time because she doesn't have to then step aside while she does her schoolwork. So I want to basically make that our whole curriculum for a couple of months.
That sounds great. I love the idea of making school part of practical everyday life because there's a lot to be learning.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your biggest piece of advice for someone who's just getting started with food preservation? Where should they begin?
I would say with a water bath or a steam bath canning or freezing. Freezing is pretty simple. And the water bath is where I started, and that was very easy.
So walk us through both of those processes. I know it might sound super simple, but say somebody wants to freeze their vegetables. What does that process look like?
Well, usually vegetables need to be blanched, which means that put them into boiling water for maybe 3 minutes just to stop, what is it, the enzymes, it stops something.
Okay, so blanching.
Yeah, so you need to blanch them for a few minutes and then put them into packages and put them in the freezer. A vacuum sealer is a great tool to have because it vacuums all the air out of the bags, and then they don't get freezer burnt and they last a lot longer.
And then the canning process, walk me through the water steam canning process.
Well, you need to prepare your food, like say if it's tomato sauce, you need to cook it down to sauce, and then you put it into hot jars and put the lids on and put them in the canner. And then you need to time it for a certain amount of time, depending on what food you have in there. And then when it's done, you just take them out, let them cool down, and the jar seal.
Cool. So is it, when you say you put them in, is it like a pressure cooker you put them in?
The water bath or the steam is not pressure. It's just a large pan with a lid.
Interesting. So is there anything else that you can think of when it comes to things that you had to learn along the way through trial and error, something that you'd want people to know?
It's not as hard as you would think. I mean, people are intimidated, especially when it comes to pressure canning. But if you read the instructions that come with the canner, it's really not that hard to do. And the canners that they have nowadays are a lot safer. They have special things built in so that they don't cause an explosion or whatever.
Is there anything you can think of that's super unique or that you can or preserve that maybe you don't see very often?
Or the wild mushrooms, maybe?
Yeah, wild mushrooms. You said you usually freeze those?
I have frozen them the last couple of years, a couple of different kinds, because I'm just starting to learn about mushrooms.
And you forage those on your own?
Yes.
Very cool.
The other thing that I'm just getting started with is dehydrating some fruits and some herbs and things to try to make my own herbal teas. So I'm hoping those are going to turn out good. I haven't really gotten too much into that yet. I'm just starting them.
Very cool. Well, neat. So what are the specific types of mushrooms?
The two that I have done so far, the last 3 years, I think we have done pheasant back mushrooms. I discovered them just growing behind our workshop over there. Tried those and we liked them. So I froze some of those. I also dehydrated some. We like the frozen ones better. But we have found out that if you dry your mushrooms in the sun, that they actually increase in vitamin D from the sun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have heard that mushrooms are a great source of vitamin D. So that makes sense.
Yes. And this year we found, well, actually it was my neighbor that found them, and I told her what they were. And so she went and got them and shared them with us, but they are chicken of the woods mushrooms. Yeah, and that was really good. We really liked those. And they have the texture and taste of real chicken.
Is that right?
Yeah. One other thing that I can, that probably a lot of people don't, is dried beans. So I have, you know, jars of black beans, pinto beans, great northern beans, kidney beans. Yeah, I can those.
Nice. That's a great idea.
It's one of the easiest things to can.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of preparation on my side.
Yep.
Well, thank you for sharing about canning. I do have one last question for you. And it's just because, you know, kind of the theme of the blog and the podcast are all about a more abundant life. And you and I have the same faith background. So of course we, you know, come from that perspective, but I just want to know, what does it mean to you if somebody were to ask, like, what is an abundant life? What does it mean to live abundantly? How would you explain that?
Okay. This is what my thought, I guess, is. I call it the five L's. And I say it's live, love, and let the Lord lead.
Mm. I like that.
Does that make sense?
I like that a lot. Yeah. Live, love, and let the Lord lead. You have so much more information I wish I could like extract from you. I'm going to have to come and film you doing all your preservation sometime. Well, thank you again so much. I might have to get some of your recipes to share. Okay. With the show notes as well. But thank you so much for chatting about this and for being willing to share your insight. Like I said, you know more than you even realize because you're doing it. You're doing it even as we speak, making tomato sauce.
Yeah,
so
great.
Well, thank you, Robin, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. For show notes or more information, please visit www.permacultureprincess.com or find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest at Permaculture Princess. If you found any value from this podcast, please subscribe so you can get my weekly updates and feel free to tell your friends. My hope is that you have a blessed day and a more abundant landscape and life.